Hey, welcome back, Willowland. It is time for your scam of the week. We do this every Wednesday at this time alongside the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. So to get hooked up with our scam today, we are checking in with Jan Diaz with the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm excited because it's moving season right now, and I know today's scam is all about avoiding moving scams. So what do we need to know about these?
Yeah, this is really an interesting one. So there's about 27 million people across the nation who move every year. And so most of the searches that we find on BBB.org for moving companies are between now and August. This is prime season. The weather's nicer and people are moving. And so we've received over 15,000 complaints that have been filed with us throughout the year. So it's a big deal. We're finding that there's three common versions of moving scams. The first one is the consumers get a quote, pay a deposit, but the movers never show up.
Ooh.
We're seeing a lot of that. The second one is the moving company gives a quote based on the expected weight. And after they load the truck, they find out that the load is over the expected weight, and so they add an additional fee. And unfortunately, sometimes the additional fee is double the price of the expected payments. So that's not good. And then the most disruptive one is everything appears to be going well with the moving company. The movers provide an estimate, and they arrive on time. They load everyone's belongings on the truck. And then all of a sudden, the truck fails to arrive at its destination. So either their belongings are gone.
What?
It's incredible. And some moving companies will hold people's belongings hostage for additional payment.
Oh, that's shady.
It really, really is. And so we're telling folks, you know, the first thing to do, research the company site, check the company out online. They can start their search at BBB.org. Ask questions like, does this moving company have a BBB profile? What's their letter grade? Do they have a bunch of good reviews? Do they have a complaint history? How long have they been in business? And there's just warning signs they can watch out for, too. If they get on the website, there's no address. That's one red flag. If there's no information about a mover's registration or insurance, those are red flags. Just, you know, we encourage people just be wary of unusual requests, things like if the mover asks for a large down payment or a full payment in advance, that's a little shady. Most companies will just take a smaller down payment up front. And then we also encourage people to keep an inventory of their belongings because if there is something where they have to file a claim, that information is really, really important.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea, especially for that one scenario when you talked about they come and get all of your stuff and then hold it hostage for an extra fee. Yeah. I've never heard of that happening. I have heard of this, and in fact, it happened to my mother-in-law when she moved up here. They give you that estimate, and then all of a sudden it weighs way more, and you have to pay almost double to get your belongings to where they need to go. But what I didn't know, Jan, I mean, what a great place to start is BBB.org. I mean, do you guys receive a lot of complaints about this?
Yeah, we do. And it's because, you know, just the volume of people who are moving at this time, and we are starting to see an uptick of moving scams, unfortunately. It seems like scammers are trying to find every which way to scam a victim out of their money or their property.
Well, I would encourage folks who do find themselves in one of these sticky situations to still contact you guys so they can at least report said scam or said local business, right?
Yes, absolutely. So they can report it to bbb.org/scam tracker. They can also call the local law enforcement because those are two places, us and the law enforcement, that can help them to get some justice if they have been scammed.
Man, really fascinating. Good stuff this morning, Jan. We appreciate your time. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today for our scam of the week.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Kayla.
Hey, that's Jan Diaz with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana joining us here on Whoa. Well, when we moved, we used MVM Moving and Storage. They were great for us. I don't know, but it's just a good place to start too as well. That was a good one. Or just go to BBB.org. I had no idea. I was just looking this up. The month of May is actually National Moving Month. Who knew? It was declared back in 1997. Go figure. Well, news time. It's 8:45. Coming up, Michael McIntyre. He's got
podcasts by Federated Media.